I'm Lori Steele, and I work here at Moro Montessori School. I am the head directress and work alongside with five other teachers, and we teach children.
Now, here we are at the Moro Montessori School in the historic Moro Heights Elementary building. Mm-hmm. How long have you been involved with the school, and how long has it been where we are now?
The school started in 1972, and we were actually, a building was donated to a group of parents. I came in 1982. So we've been here for quite a long time in the Jefferson City area. We've moved a few times. We purchased this building in 2000 and have been here the last 16 years. And yes, it used to be a public school. It was the Moro Heights Public School here in Jefferson City. And then they moved down the road and we bought the building from it used to be an art center after that and ended up turning into this Montessori school.
Tell me about the unique challenges of leading a school in a 100-some-year-old building.
That is why we have fundraisers. This building, yeah, you can see from the ceiling, we have some damage. Our big fundraiser for the last 2 years, we've been raising money to put a roof on this building, which was $70,000. That's not a little bit of money. We were fortunate that the Historic Preservation Society and Conservation were able to help us with that endeavor. So we had an 80-20 match or 70-30, I can't remember exactly what it was, but we had to come up with a portion and they came up with a portion to do this roof. But as a result, we have had some damage to the ceilings, and once the roof was done, now we have to repair some of the ceiling. We're in need of tuck pointing. So yes, it's a challenge to have a building so old. And our goal is to keep it looking like it was back in the day. So we do work alongside with Historic Preservation to make sure that the integrity of the building is there for years to come. When we bought the building, it needed a lot of work. So we started out, we moved from a house, you know, home-like setting that we had already renovated and taken out walls, and we were in a similar situation here. The classrooms are big, and because it was a public school, we did kind of take out a wall or two here and there to accommodate large groups. Montessori, we have mixed age groups in the classroom, so you'll have children from 3 to 6, and then 6 to 9 year olds are together. We do a 3-year span in each classroom. So we needed a larger space for those children. So this building has been amazing. It's great to be able to work with a space that was already a school. Plus there's lots of windows, so it provides natural sunlight for the children to work under, and everybody loves sunshine, and that helps as far as their learning goes. But the open feeling of the space is wonderful. Hardwood floors, it's just a great... It's a really great space.
That was Lori Steele. She's the directress of Jefferson City's Moro Montessori School. Visit her school, located in the historic Moro Elementary building, and one of the first things you notice is the light. Tall windows illuminate each of the building's 3 floors completely. Czech native and educator Lenka Lukasova talks here about what the great light in her school building gives her 2 daughters and the other Moro Montessori students.
Okay, like every parent, I look around to Jefferson City and I try the best for my kids. And so many preschool, they have a daycare, they have a small room, and I just see this building and remind me my old school in Europe. It's big windows, beautiful people inside, and I just love it. I fall loved and my kids love too.
What did those big windows, what did that light give you as a student?
I think, you know, more options. They can see the world around. It's not just close it in the dark. I just love lights, and my girls too. I have a class from 18 months to 3 years old, and I study with them so hard, and I play, of course, with them, because I think important is playing with them, not just study. They think they're playing, but they already study. And we supposed to be go by the number to the 20. They recognize numbers to the 10. They know around 15 colors and around 15 shapes. This is my goal for each class. I remember my preschool teacher. I don't remember my kindergarten teacher. And every time when I go to Europe, I meet with her. And she is my everything. She just give me some ideas. And I just really want to be like her because I remember her.
That was Czech native, Jefferson City parent, and Montessori teacher Lenka Lukasova talking about the memories that inspire her to use the Montessori method to teach children. But what exactly is the Montessori method? Again, here's Moreau Montessori directress Lori Steele.
Well, Maria Montessori came up with the Montessori method back in the 1900s, and she actually originally was over in Europe, in Italy. She was a doctor first, and then when she got into that field, she wasn't sure if that was really her calling. She was really interested in children and the way they learned. So she started her first school in Italy. She was actually hired by a man who had an apartment complex, and the children were tearing up walls, and they were just, this is back in the early 1900s when children were home. So she decided she was going to start a classroom, and the first thing she did was she taught them how to take care of themselves, wash their hands, take care of themselves. And she provided them with an environment full of educational materials. So instead of having nothing to do, they had all of a sudden so much to do. And what she learned from working with them is children at a very early age have the ability to learn quickly. From birth to seven, they are just, they're amazing. You know, they can learn a foreign language in 2 years. You know, most two-year-olds can talk. As far as learning their letters and numbers, they were all excelling quickly. So she, and the children she was working with, a lot of the children had special needs. So she thought, if I can do this with children with special needs, what could I do with all children? So she started to expand the classrooms throughout Europe, then moved to India and other countries that came over into the States in the 70s. The thing with Montessori education is it's time tested. It's been around and it works, and that's why we love it so much. The big thing with Montessori, it's very self-paced, it's individualized, it's mixed age groups, so children can excel at their own space. Montessori works for children with special needs. It works for children that are gifted. It works for all children because they go at their own pace. And that makes a huge difference when it comes around to learning. It helps me as a teacher too, because I'm here to follow their needs. Traditionally, public school is very teacher oriented. The teacher stands in front of the class, tells everybody what to do. It's teacher kind of centered. Whereas in Montessori, we consider it child-centered, where we are here to facilitate the child and to nurture their love for learning. So we work with every child in their own way. Like, they're all on different levels at different times.
Of school directress Lori Moreau Montessori, they're having a fundraiser coming up to help make improvements on the 103-year-old Moreau Elementary School building in which their school is housed. The 34th annual fundraiser will be held on Saturday, April 29th, at the McClung Park Indoor Pavilion in Jefferson City. You can find out more details about the fundraiser and the school online at moreaumontessori.org.
Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine.